Thank you. Thank you. The recording has started, madam.
Thank you very much, Benedetta. Can we just do a roll call?
Yes, please.
Olga Cavelli. Olga has been chosen as the leader of the group. She was nominated by Zaid Jamil, and she was seconded by Greg Ruth. On the call, we have Zaid Jamil, Greg Ruth, Tim Ruiz, Cyril Shua, Ken Stubbs, and Robin Gross, and myself as the staff support. Thank you, Olga.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call. One comment that I was going to make a few minutes ago is that when we worked on the GeoRegions document, it was very helpful for me having in the group English native speakers, as I am not one, and that was really very helpful with the language and with picking the right words. My English is not bad, but as you know, my mother language is Spanish. So I'm glad to have you all both in the group, and I'm sure that also Zaid, his English is great. I've seen his message yesterday. So with this comment about languages, I would like to ask maybe Glenn or maybe you, which is the outcome expected from this group? It's a document that it will be presented to whom, to the council, and then to the board. Could you, Glenn, please remind me which is the outcome expected from us?
It is to develop a proposal for consideration by the council for ICANN subsidization of GNSO travel expenses. So in my understanding, it is a document that a proposal that will be provided to council. Am I right for the rest, for Robin, Cyril, Tim, who are on the council? Is that your, Greg? Is that your understanding?
Yes.
I do have a request for clarification here, if I could, please. This is Ken Stubbs. It was my understanding that the funds that were designated for travel subsidies were not necessarily designated to a specific force, exclusive specific use by a body such as the council, but rather that what we're doing at this point in time is to develop a methodology for managing those funds. And I think that there is a big difference there, because in the letter that Doug Brent, or the email that Doug Brent sent out, more or less elaborating on this thing, he was quite clear to indicate, for instance, that it was ICANN's specific desire that the funds be used for support for not necessarily for council members. And I think it's extremely important that if we're going to be moving forward, we need to make it clear. Are what we're doing at this point in time changing the mandate that ICANN gave, or are we developing a methodology for dealing with the use of these funds?
Can I come in for a second on this?
Please say it.
I'm not clear on this, Ken. I take your point that we need to basically be very clear about the mandate. And I'd like to ask Glenn, does our mandate provided by the council, because we're a drafting team on behalf of the council, and our mandate would be coming from there, what does the resolution say? Do we have to develop a policy? Is the word a policy? Or does it talk about a methodology? Because we have to stick to that, or else we might have to go back to council and have that amended.
As far as I know, it is a process that must be developed.
Well, a process implies methodology. It doesn't find it does not define or refer to policy, but rather, if we're dealing with a process, then it would seem that we would be more concerned about a methodology for dealing with this. And that's where I got confused, because in the early emails, and I'm only trying to establish a tone, I'm not advocating one way or the other. In the early emails, there were specific references made to the funds needed to be specifically allocated to a specific group of individuals, i.e. GNSO counselors. And I don't really think that regardless of where we go with the developing the methodology, I don't think we can change that approach. If we decide, for instance, that we're going to allocate the funds to constituencies, then the constituencies should not necessarily be bound to allocate those funds to counselors who represent the constituencies, but the constituencies should be given the opportunity to use those funds in a manner that they feel will most best reflect their participation in policy development and so forth. I hope I'm making sense.
I think that's right, Ken.
Who was that?
This is Greg Ruth. I think that our task is to figure out for this fiscal year how to allocate these funds in a way that supports the ongoing work of the GNSO.
Okay. Yes, I somehow agree with you. I remember the document about the new travel policy that was issued by ICANN, and it was on public comment in I think at the beginning of the year, the middle of the year. I do agree with, I think it was Ken, that will not change. I wonder if we as a council, after our work in this group, could perhaps send some outcome document or some concept in relation with that travel policy. I'm not sure if we did that before. I think we had a conference call in, I think it was August or July or September, where we discussed how to allocate or how to design this fund to the counselors. But I'm not sure if we ever made a comment to ICANN after this travel policy. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe this is the opportunity for one side is to have our own policy for distributing this in the council for allocating this fund. And on the other side, perhaps we could have the chance to make some comments to ICANN after this new travel policy has been issued. Any comments? So,
I know in the past, Olga, yeah, this is Ken Stubbs. I know in the past that there have been comments that were made after a policy like this was issued, because I specifically remember. The only thing I do not know is whether or not those comments were reflect personal positions taken by specific members of the council, or whether or not those comments reflect positions by constituencies, or whether the comments were actually those of the council as a body. Maybe Tim or someone else can refresh my memory, but I do know, for instance, there were comments made by selected council members about the fact that they felt that the amount allocated wasn't equitable, that they felt that they should be entitled to a specific level of travel, you know, i.e. business class or so forth. But I think those were individual comments, but I'm not certain there.
And I agree with you. The comment period, there was a comment from different constituencies and personal comments. I don't remember a GNSO comment on that document, but anyway, perhaps we could ask Chuck and Abri if they think this is a good or bad idea, or maybe the whole council. We could keep that idea in mind about having some concepts or smaller documents to reply somehow to this new travel policy. And I propose to you now to focus more on having some ideas about how to allocate this fund within the council. This should be our first task to work on. Do we agree in this? Okay.
This is Zaid. I have a comment. You can ask other people. I'm in the queue.
Oh yes, go ahead, Zaid.
I've given some comments on the previous email, so I think there's nothing that stops us from going further, for instance, my proposal, and there have been others who said this, even Avery and others, who said that the possibility of actually having apportionment to the constituencies, or since we're going to restructuring maybe the different houses, we need to figure out. I don't see any, when I read this, and I could, you know, be mistaken, but I don't see anything in the travel policy which I'm reading right now, or the travel policy procedure, where this would not be necessarily possible for us to allocate it. So that's why I want to sort of keep it open beyond just the fact that we give it to just council members. That's just one of the possibilities I just want to keep open while we discuss this. Secondly, I'm just trying to figure out, I think, Ken, you made the point that this is for funds allocated for the use of the council. Are we saying that this is not for attending the ICANN meetings, as is mentioned in the policy, or are we saying this is generally to be used by the council? Just wanted to get a clarification on that. Thanks.
Well, that's a good question. The funds were, it may even require qualification, but I can't find Doug's FAQ letter that he sent out on that. It was not specifically for use of the council. By that I mean, and please correct me if I'm wrong, guys, there was a FAQ that Doug specifically pointed out that the funds could be used. I'll give you as an example. If you had, let's assume that we had a large working group going at this point in time, and we decided that we wanted to fund the chair of that large working group. You could do that. Or if a specific constituency may have wanted to put someone forward in, let's say, in lieu of a council representative, that was a decision that was taken. And I can give you an example, because I believe the registry constituency is putting someone forward who is a registry operator who's never been to an ICANN meeting because of economics, and Carolyn Hoover from .coop. So I think there was flexibility there. I think the biggest decision that needs to be made here is some sort of a methodology for dealing with this, and I would put a couple of things on the table, and if I'm talking too fast for you, please let me know.
This is Tim. Tim, can I make a comment before we get into what you want to put on the table?
I'd like to get in the queue, too.
Okay, Tim, go ahead. And then it was Robin?
Yeah.
Okay, Tim?
the way I see this is that whatever we come up with should be in line with the purpose behind which ICANN provided these funds. And I've heard some different things mentioned, so I just wanted to put out how I see this, but that the procedure or their policy that was posted, that document, you know, it does specifically mention that it was funding for ICANN meetings. Now, maybe they meant that to be broader than just the three meetings a year, but the money is actually calculated using a formula based on those three meetings per year. So I'm not so certain that it's all that clear that this money is to be used outside of those three meetings. Now, maybe that's true, but I would think, my opinion is, we'd need some further clarification on that if we're going to use it outside of that. I wanted to add my opinion that based on what's said, that I think it's also pretty clear that the funding is not intended solely for council members. I think it very explicitly says that it could be used for others that the council or the GNSO feels are important to have at those ICANN meetings for one reason or another. So I just wanted to put that out there, and if there needs to be some clarification on what the money is used for, I think we should probably get that sooner than later.
Thank you, Tim. Robin?
My perspective is that it is on the table that we could decide to use this money just for counselors. It's possible that we could allocate it for other members as well, but it is also possible that we consider that the best use of it, on our judgment, may be that we need to get counselors to council meetings. So that is on the table. We can decide that. It sounds like we've got a couple of people who don't want to go that route, but it is a possibility. speaking from my own constituency, I know our biggest hurdle is getting people to meetings. And whether or not we say we're going to allocate it to the constituencies and they decide who comes, or we're just going to send the council members, either way, that money is going to NCUC's counselors. That's how we're going to allocate it, getting those counselors to the meetings. So I just want to express that's the important piece for us. That's what we're concerned about. We want to get our counselors to the meetings. I sympathize that there are other constituencies that have no problem whatsoever getting their counselors to the meeting, and they may want to use their funds to bring other less fortunate people. I don't have a problem with that. That sounds totally fair. But I think for those of us who want to be able to use that money to bring our counselors to the meeting, that's an option available to us, and we should be able to take it.
Olga? Yeah, this is Ken Stubbs. I support Robin's position there. I'm looking at Doug's letter, and it was, what Robin said was consistent with what Doug Brent said, and that was item number four. Individuals who are not members of an SO council can be selected, but there's no, because the goal of this policy was to lower barriers to participation. And if we decide that the methodology for managing these funds involves providing a certain amount of funds to a specific constituency, then that constituency should, in my opinion, be allowed to use it in any way that it feels is most beneficial for advancing that participation. Conversely, I'll take it one step further, and that is that that constituency should be allowed to decide, in my opinion, when it those funds should be spent on travel subsidies. Let me give you an example so you understand what I'm talking about. It is much easier in many cases for people to travel to certain geographical areas of the world, and the cost burden is not as significant. But if the ICANN decides to put a meeting in a part of the world where the cost becomes prohibitive, the constituency may say, we have a basket of funds available for travel subsidies. We're not going to use the entire basket on a meeting in Washington, D.C., because we are having a meeting, the following meeting will be held in Madagascar, and the cost to get there is prohibitive, so we want to accumulate those funds. I just don't want us to get into a procedure that says that the constituency is obligated to use the funds for a specific meeting. If it's being used for an ICANN meeting and the constituency wants to take the amount that's allocated to it, my proposal would be that we allocate funds to on the basis. Now, please understand one thing, and I'm going to just give you a caveat. I don't think this should be, I don't think there should be a by right allocation. I mean, I'm on the record for that, and I think Tim has made comments along that line too. But let's assume that that position is not necessarily one that's going to prevail in this committee. And I'm just saying that I don't want to be specific and say, okay, we have $54,000 to allocate for this meeting, because ICANN has not necessarily provided it to us on a meeting-by-meeting basis. And I think that's something that would be easy to negotiate with ICANN.
Let me summarize somehow. You're saying that there should be no obligation to use the whole money assigned for a certain meeting, for example, by the constituency, but then they should be able, each constituency should be able to allocate this fund in relation with the needs related with the place of the meetings or who they want to send to the meeting. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I'll use this as an example. I'm going to take an example. Let's say the non-commercial constituency, okay? Suppose that they were having a meeting in Europe, and let's suppose that the non-constituency council members, let's say two of them at the time, were located in Europe, and the cost to get to that meeting would be minimal, and yet there was a meeting that was going to be held in the Far East, and that was going to involve a significant expenditure. Maybe the non-commercial constituency would decide, you know, we don't want to use that money just for Europe this time. We'd rather save it up and use it for a meeting that's at a much further location, we can get better use out of it that way. I think the constituency has a mandate, if that's the case, that the funds must be used for travel support to ICANN meetings. How the constituency elects to use those funds, in my opinion, should be at the discretion of the constituency. If my position regarding this can't prevail, I'd rather give the constituency, I'd rather give Robin's group, you know, maybe they can find a better way of maximizing it. Why not? You know, if the idea is to lower the barriers of participation, then I think Robin's constituency is in the best position to decide how to use those funds most effectively for their constituency.
I mostly agree with all that you're saying. Any comments to this?
This is Zaid. I'm in the queue for that. Yeah.
Okay, Zaid. Anyone else for the queue? Okay, Zaid, go ahead.
I think that I completely agree with the comment just made. I think Ken's right. If this is what the situation is around the table, then I would completely agree with the two concepts, that sort of the rollover of funds, that if they decide not to use, a constituency decides not to use it for one specific event that they need to sort of support travel for, they can actually take some of those funds or all of those funds and roll it over for the next event. And I think that's something that I completely would support. And the second, that obviously they should be able to decide how and who they want to allocate those, obviously only to fund travel to the ICANN meetings. And I just wanted to chime in and support what he just said there.
And I have one other comment to make, only because I'm a chartered accountant and it's just ingrained in my blood. And that is that I think the constituency, I've seen situations in the past, and I'll use Norbert Klein as a classic example, where the constituency may be able to obtain travel at a significantly lower rate than the ICANN people can. And I think the constituency should be capable of delegating the funding in a way that best accommodates the constituency. I don't like some of the rules that ICANN had put on the Cairo meeting. And, why should they only accommodate full funding, for instance? You know, maybe they had a situation like Christina where all they really needed was just enough subsidy to cover the hotel. You know, who knows? I think ICANN should not be looking over the shoulder. The one thing that ICANN has the right to demand, and the community has the right to demand, is full transparency. And I think any member who accepts travel subsidy accepts a specific obligation. And I do feel that even though the constituency would impose this obligation, that it's a public obligation. I've seen situations before, and I won't mention names, but I will tell you that it was, in fact, a non-com appointee to the council in the past, Olga, where the appointee literally never participated. All they did was go to parties and hang out. And I think it's extremely important that anyone who accepts funding is obligated to not only provide it has to be transparent, they need to provide an accounting. And I really believe that constituencies should have guidelines that require something from that person in the way of some sort of output, you know. But that's my own position there.
Someone else want to comment?
This is Greg. Can I get in the queue?
Sure, Greg. Someone else? Go ahead.
This is Zahid. I'm in the queue. Zahid in the queue.
Okay, Zahid. So we have Greg, Zahid, someone else. Go ahead, Greg.
The policy or procedure as written by Doug does specify that the allocation of funds must be a transparent process. All the names of the people who accept funding must be made public, and they are to be held accountable by writing some kind of report at the end of their time to explain why, how it was useful to ICANN for them to attend and what they did and so forth. So I think this is all in line with, I agree with Ken. This is all in line with the proposed policy, what ICANN has proposed as their policy.
Thank you, Greg. Please.
I think that we I've agreed with the concept that there should be transparent. I would definitely chime in with that. I think that there should definitely be an obligation to participate. I am hesitant to say that I understand what is meant by an obligation to the public and to the community at large. I can understand that, but I think to say that, write it down and sort of articulate it in that sense may be a little difficult because fundamentally it is an obligation to constituency. However, I completely take the point that the participants should be obligated to participate in the process at the meetings and that their names, et cetera, the process, whatever the constituency decides to use them for should be transparent. Now, coming to the last point about output, I think it's a good idea, but I don't think that councillors would necessarily have the time. They're already very, the ones who are actually participating using these funds. We're not talking about non-form appointees. We're talking about people who are attending because they've been chosen by their constituencies will necessarily have to give some feedback. I think it's best to let the constituency decide what sort of an output they would want from that person, because I know that Philip or Mike, etc., they're already fairly have their plate full with a lot of work. For them to write a report for the sake of complying with this or anybody else in other constituencies, I think it may be overburdensome. I think just like we're letting the funds be allocated to the constituency and letting them decide, let them decide whether they want some sort of an output or not. Also.
Thank you, Saeed. Anyone else would like to comment? I would like to make a comment on this regard.
Hi, this is Robin. Yeah, I really agree with that last statement that we really want to leave the accountability and those sorts of mechanisms up to the constituencies, to their internal mechanisms. I think it's important that we make it clear that we have to have a transparent process, but I think each constituency may do something a little bit different from another constituency, and that's okay. And maybe they're not going to require a report of their counselors, but maybe they would require a report from a first-time participant who used the fund. I think we need to leave some flexibility up to the constituencies to decide what the mechanism is for that.
Thank you, Robin. From my experience, as I live in developing countries, I've been financed by different institutions or international organizations to participate in different meetings. And in general, you have the obligation to make something, an outcome, a report or something else, like, say, for the ITU, United Nations, or even ICANN. If you participate in the ICANN Fellowship Program, you have some obligations of being in the meetings and making some report afterwards. But I do agree with Saeed and Robin that if you belong to a constituency, then it's the constituency that must say which is your role there, how do you show that you are participating, and if you have to or you don't have to make a report. Maybe it's only your comments to the constituency and your feedback enough or not. I think the flexibility towards constituency, it's the best way to go. Anyway, non-com appointees, we don't have a constituency, so perhaps it could be good for the council, maybe, if the council thinks that we should make a kind of a report. I am surprised, since I have been appointed a year ago until now, that I am not in the obligation of giving this report or this feedback to the NONCO or maybe to the council or maybe to someone else. I think it could be good for helping the NONCOM appointee in their work, which is not easy when you start to work in a council like the GNSO, because at the beginning you're kind of lost, and also for the rest of the council to see how the NONCOM appointee is functioning and working. I spend a lot of time for the council. I really enjoy being in the council, but I'm not sure if anyone is counting that or knowing that. So maybe it could be something to think about in between the non-com appointees towards the council and towards ICANN.
Olga,
yes?
Can I comment on your statement there?
Yeah, who's this? It's Ken?
Yes, it's Ken.
Okay.
Yeah, I was actually on the nominating committee the year that you were appointed. You were appointed not to be accountable to the council, but to be accountable to the internet community. I think the idea that you, the point that you made is well taken, and frankly, if I had the ability to do it, what I would do would request that the non-com appointees on some sort of a regular basis, maybe it's twice a year or whatever it is, submit a brief summary of their participation and also recommendations as to how they feel they could be more effective in representing the ICANN community on the council. But I think it's important to remember that your accountability is not to the council, but rather to the ICANN community. And I think that's an easy way of doing it, and maybe that is a suggestion that could come either from a non-com member or even, I don't necessarily think out of this committee. With respect to the council members being required to report, to write reports, I don't think that's at all necessary. I think anybody who participates on the council, and I've been on the council for years, that is a significant work burden. I think people that are selected to participate who are not council members should be, there should be a lot of, I won't use the term pressure, but let's say serious discussion with the constituencies to ask the constituencies in the interest of transparency to suggest these people not write a book, but just a brief summary of what their participation was. And I don't think that's an unreasonable request to make of any constituency. You know, give the money to whoever you think should be, would be most effective for you, but at the same point in time, at least ask them to provide a summary of how they participated. You know, they don't need to get into any real depth. I mean, somebody could write 500 words and you know, you're not taking, that could be done on a plane on the way home from a meeting even. Just my thoughts.
Can I, this is Hyde in the queue?
Is it you, Faith?
Yes, that's right. That's Faith.
Anyone else on the queue? Okay, go ahead, Faith.
I take your point, Ken, and I think it's more clear to me now. What you're basically saying is that councillors already have their faithful and they've got work burdens, so that's fine. But non-councillors who basically, I think what you're trying, or at least my understanding is addresses, those individuals who may not have such a lot of work and are basically have attending the meeting, and we don't want them to be just attending and not really giving any output or participation in the meeting. They should have some sense of the fact that they need to be contributing positively. My question just at the moment is, what if you were going to, and in the restructuring process, someone who's actually going to part of the working group is funded by one of their constituencies, would that, do you think that person may already also have some sort of work burden on him or her? Would that also require, in your view, a report or a paragraph or one email?
Let's suppose I was chairman of the left-handed internet user working group. Somebody funded me to go to the ICANN meeting. It'd be very simple for me to provide a report back stating that I participated in the ICANN meeting as chairman of the left-handed users working group, and I think that pretty well covers it, you know. I don't think you have to go into a great depth as to what the working group accomplished or anything like that, because that's documented in the ICANN website anyway. All I'm asking is that you, at least summarize exactly what you were doing at the ICANN meeting, you know.
I understand that. Can I make a suggestion there? I think rather than say that is a compulsory a process that has to be applied, could we make a suggestion to the constituency that this is something that they could apply to individuals who are not counselors but are attending, or things of that nature?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all. As a matter of fact, in my comments, I did not use the word compulsory, but rather I was kind of, how do I put it, not necessarily applying pressure, but just strongly suggesting to constituencies that they provide that as some sort of transparency item, but that's only a suggestion to a constituency. IBC may say, we don't feel like we want to do it. But that's, you know, I think it's just a guideline, a suggested guideline. That's all.
Any other comments in this regard? I have a question that I would like to raise into the group after reading all the comments that went on the list. It seems to me, and correct me please if I'm wrong, that there are some constituencies that wouldn't need funds for sending their representatives to the meeting, as they are getting paid for their daily job, which is related with the issues that are reviewed in the council. Did I understand it right? Did I understand it wrong? What's the feedback from you about this comment?
Well, this is Tim. I'd like in the queue on that.
Tim, who else?
Tim Stubbs, please.
Tim, who else? Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't recall that particular, put that particular way. What I'll say my view is that this isn't about, you know, who's getting paid or whose employers are you know, whether they're there for their employer or they're volunteered there on their own. This is about the constituency and representing the constituency, so at least in my view. So it's a question of whether the constituency can actually fund its participation within ICANN. So that was the point that I've been trying to make, and it is so. But what I suggest, and I think Zahid was suggesting, is that instead of getting into that whole issue, let's set that aside, and by allowing the constituency a certain amount of the funds, letting them decide how to allocate those funds. Getting into this question about, you know, who's getting paid, or you know, if we look at individuals, that's where the problem comes in my view. And if the municipal council is going to be making decisions on which individuals get funds, I think that's where all the problems arise. By putting this off on the constituencies, then that resolves that issue for the council.
Okay. Tim?
I'm in full support with Tim there. I'm probably the one that could be, who I won't say personalized it, but I'm not always comfortable with who gets the money. But the more I think about it, and the more I listen to arguments that have been made by people like Robin and so forth, the more I think it really belongs at the constituency level. If the constituency wants to support people who have more than adequate resources to be able to attend these meetings and who may or may not be compensated as part of the job description for participation, that's on the constituency. But I honestly do not believe, and I feel it's very important, for optics, if for any other reason, the council should not be in a position of having to approve who goes to the meeting. It the last time around was a perfect example. It gets too personalized, and I don't care what anybody says. I believe that there is, I won't say, it's the appearance of conflict. You know, that's how lawyers and accountants are used to dealing with the appearance of a conflict. And I think, why not remove the appearance? Fund the constituencies, let the constituencies decide how to best use those funds, and you send a message back to ICANN that says, stop imposing all these willy-nilly guidelines. Don't make it sound like it's a terrible burden on your accounting staff. If we approve someone for funding for a specific amount, fund it. Don't tell me you have to use your travel agency. In my opinion, ICANN's one of the most inefficient users of travel. I used to be in that business. I owned a travel agency, and I don't know how in the hell they come out with some of this stuff, you know. So just keep it at the constituency level and let ICANN get out of the way. This is one of those cases where I'm a believer the government should just get out of the way.
great. Who else wants to comment on this regard? Okay, go ahead.
I completely agree with the comment that yes, government should get out of the way. And I think more and more that I hear what's been said, we're sort of leaving this up to the constituency to decide. I have no problems with having some language in there saying that bills need to be transparent and they need to have some concept as to how they're going to allocate, what sort of accountability they're going to have. The concept that there should be accountability to the person attending should definitely be there, and we can put some language in. I'm comfortable with the fact that it's not compulsory, and if there are suggestions as to examples, that's fine by me as well. I guess I'm repeating what I said earlier, but just wanted to chime in again. Thanks.
Okay. So I think at this point we are all agreeing is that constituencies should allocate their funds the way they decide. They should have some freedom and flexibility to do that. Do we agree on that?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
There is something else that I would like to write that I saw in the comments sent to the list. The idea of having a kind of a committee for allocating the funds in between the GNSO. This is at least what I understood. Any comments about this? I personally, and this is my comment, I don't think that there should be a special committee in between the council for this. I think the council has a lot of work to do, which is not focused on this issue. And that's my opinion. But I would like to know yours.
Cyril here, can I come in?
Who was that?
Cyril Chua.
Okay, who else? Cyril, go ahead.
I don't think the council should be involved and create further rate case. In particular, this tends to be a controversial issue. Let's just set the guidelines and roll out according to the guidelines and the rules.
Okay, thank you, Cyril. Any other comment?
Yeah, this is Ken Stutz. I'd like to make what I would call a loose proposal for consideration for the next teleconference, if I could, Olga.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to divide the proposal into various steps. First of all, the amount budgeted. Let's not get into the quality of the amount because we'll never agree on that. There are people who have definitive opinions as to how much should be budgeted. Let's assume that the ICANN board budgets a specific amount of money for travel subsidies for a support organization. First of all, that budget should be an annual number. The funds should be allocated to the constituencies for use on an annual basis. That means the constituencies will have the responsibility for determining when in the annual scheme of things those funds can be spent most effectively for the constituencies. If they run out for the last meeting, I'll look at them and say, that's your problem. You're big boys. If you want to spend all your money at one time and not have any at the end, that's your problem. Okay, the next thing. The Names Council, the only function that the council should have would be to act as a funnel to take the constituency designees and the amounts for a specific meeting to whoever ICANN appoints as the person that they coordinate that with. The council should not be involved in making any decisions on that. As a matter of fact, I don't think that the council should decide how much each constituency gets. I think it should be an arbitrary guideline that's determined at the very beginning and voted on by the council. If we decide all constituencies should get an equal basis, and if new constituencies are added, then they would be just added to the bottom half of the divisor. But I think that gives the constituencies the funds, the assurance that the funds will be there. There's no politics involved at all there. Then as the next step would be, once the funds are given to the constituency, accountability and transparency are imposed on the constituency, and I think we all know exactly what that means. And with respect to dealing with reports and so forth, I think we could have that at later on. But, I mean, this is a general set of guidelines that I think would be very easy to administer, would keep the council optically out of the process, and also I think we'll, you know, there are two sides of this. You know, some people think they're getting too much. Other people think they're not getting enough. It takes that argument out of the process entirely. That's an argument that needs to be made in a different venue, as far as I'm concerned. Does that make sense?
Oh, very much. Yeah, it was a very, very good summary of your ideas. I mostly agree with you. I kind of missed something when you were saying about the funds taken by constituencies. Do you think that the whole fund that is assigned for the GNSO should be divided into constituencies as in an equal basis? That's the idea?
Well, the only problem you run into, and maybe Tim or Cyril or someone else might have a perspective on that, and that is the problem of, let's suppose that we enact a very important working group, and I'll use as an example the new TLD working group. That was an extremely important process. If all the funds are allocated to constituencies, then what that means is constituencies are each going to have to decide whether or not they think it's important for them to use a portion of their funds to subsidize a working group leader in that case, because we all know Bruce Tonkin did a hell of a lot of work on the new TLD process. I mean, huge amount of work. And I would clearly vote to subsidize somebody who provides that kind of an effort if they feel that they need the funds. So you do have to deal with that issue, because some people who may be proposed for subsidies may have a benefit to all the constituencies, the entire SO, and I don't know how to deal with that. I don't think that there should be a contingency budget, because I've seen contingency budgets get blown just because somebody said, well, we got $10,000 here at the end of the year. Let's give everybody an initial $1,000 just so that they know, you know, spend it or lose it. I don't like that philosophy either. So that's something the council may have to deal with. Maybe some people have some suggestions on that.
This is Tim. I'd like to in the queue on that.
Anyone else want to comment?
This is Robin. Can I get in the queue?
Okay, Tim Robin, who else?
Okay. Is Zahid in the queue?
Okay, Tim Robin, Zahid. Tim, go ahead.
I just wanted to... again, this is, I guess, where maybe clarifications are needed, because if I understand Ken correctly, going back to the new GTLD, some of the meetings that were held outside of the normal ICANN meetings, there was some travel funding separately provided for attendees. So is that going to continue? I mean, if it does, it might answer, it might solve your problem. And that way, then these funds would be earmarked specifically for ICANN meetings, which is what the posted process to imply. So I guess that's, you know, if that's not the case, if these funds are all the funds we're going to get, then I think that is an issue, and there should be some allowance for the constituencies to be able to say, well, we need to use some of these for these other meetings that are also important, and instead of all of it for ICANN. But I don't think that's clear yet completely what these funds are intended for or what might be provided outside of them.
Can you put me into the queue, please? I can respond to Tim after everyone else has commented.
Sorry, it was Tim? Okay, Robin, go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to... just sort of summarize here. It sounds like we're deciding that we want to leave it up to the constituencies to decide how to use the funds, and so we're talking about there may be a particular dollar amount that will be allocated, and so we need to, I guess, divide that up into the four stakeholder groups. I've been saying constituencies, but I guess as we
which what I mean is stakeholder groups, and so we leave it up to them to decide how to use it and what kind of reporting mechanism to impose, although there must be some kind of a accounting system or transparency as part of the process. And then there was this other issue that I wanted to raise just briefly, and it was discussed a little bit on the list and in some of the earlier conversations about this, and that's the issue of the level of class at which people travel. I know some people want to be able to travel business class, and, you know, wouldn't we all? But at the same time, I think we should leave it up to the constituencies to decide what level of class, because I know, speaking for my constituency, if we had a certain dollar amount, we would prefer to send more people at a lower class than fewer people at a higher class to travel. So I think we want to be able to have that kind of flexibility to make sure that we could use our funds to maximize the number of people that we can get to participate at a meeting.
Thank you, Robin. Zaid? 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 I lost Zaid? Okay, Ken?
He seems to be disconnected. I'll ask the operator to get him back.
No problem. Ken?
Yes, I'd like to respond to a couple of things. First of all, to Tim's comment. Tim, in a case like that, what I'm talking about is this. First of all, when you have an essential working group, I think it's in ICANN's best interest to fund special meetings for that working group, and I think that will continue, and I think if the community continues to apply pressure to ICANN, they will continue to do that. Secondly, if you constitute a special working group, it may be in the council's purview to apply enough pressure to ICANN to get ICANN to agree that because this is an essential working group to the ICANN process, they're willing to allocate specific funds to be used for working groups like this, aside from the constituency travel things. That's just food for thought for the council on how they could deal with it politically. With respect to the comment that Robin made, I think I understand her concern. The only thing I would say is this. From a community standpoint, you get a significant amount of resentment if certain constituencies adopt a policy that implies that they're using the funds for first class or business travel like that when the other constituencies are doing the other way. It just, optically, it's not a very good thing to do. And I frankly don't care whether you're used to traveling business class or not used to traveling business class. I think, first of all, if you have medical issues, that's something entirely different. But if you just think that, you know, anytime you fly more than 5 hours, you ought to be sitting in a $10,000 seat versus the guy who's sitting in a $1,000 seat, I would caution people. I think optically that sends a very bad signal out, and if we're going to look for funding from ICANN in the future, if they're requiring that their staff travel at a specific level, they're going to be much more conducive to funding travel if they do not if it does not appear to be discriminatory. I understand people's feelings on that. I've listened to Avery and so forth, and I know exactly how she feels. And I would say very simply, optically, I just think that it's a very bad policy to follow. And if I was working at ICANN and somebody came to me with an additional budget deal like that, I'd be talking it down pretty badly. I'd say, why the hell should they be able to fly business class and we have to fly, you know, economy? That's just my two cents.
This is Robin. I'm sorry.
Can I make a comment in there, too?
Sure, that we have the option of an economy.
This is Robin. Robin, you want to
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes. Now, yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just wanted to make sure that we had the option of being able to fly economy, that we wouldn't have to spend all of the funds on business class tickets. That was, I'm not sure I got that, I conveyed that accurately, but that was the point that we want to be able to use the funds for economy travel.
Tim, you want to comment?
Just a couple questions, I guess, that maybe it's a little premature to get into. It's kind of detail, but... One is that know, if there would be an option. I mean, I agree completely with Ken, and I understand Robin, completely. But if it seems to me, and I'm not sure about this, but it seems the way that it works right now, if someone did receive funding for travel, but they wanted to travel business, the rest of the business portion at their own cost, or at the cost of the constituency or whatever, that's pretty difficult to do, and I didn't know if that was something that we wanted to consider allowing or not. In other words, they'd only be reimbursed for the coach class portion of it, but if so chose by the constituency or whatever, they could divvy up the rest to travel business. And then the other issue is just with the chair being funded for business class. And I just, given that we're thinking about allowing the constituencies to allocate the funds, you know, if the chair is actually a counselor elected by one of the constituencies, then I guess I would question whether the chair should automatically get funding and as well get it at business class level, that instead that again should fall back to the constituencies to decide. Unless the chair is an NCA, then that would be different. The NCAs are funded. But even then, I question the logic of funding the chair, even if they're an NCA, at business class level, and why that would be the case versus others who might be funded to attend. I guess I didn't understand that. So I'd like to throw those questions out there, whether we can discuss them in detail now or not, but I think those are things that should be addressed later.
Olga, can I respond?
Sure, Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm unfortunately going to have to drop off the call after this. Two things. First of all, I don't have a problem at all, and I don't think that's, frankly, ICANN's within their purview. I think it's, again, this is too much government. If you can get from point A to point B an economy class for $1,000, and you can provide documentation that's the cost of the economy ticket, and if you want to use miles to upgrade, or if you decide you want to pay it out of your own pocket, more power to you. All you're going to get is $1,000. As simple as that, and that's something that needs to be done within the constituency. Again, of course, you've got the transparency and so forth. With respect to the chair of the council, I believe that the funding for travel for the chair of the council is treated by ICANN similarly to the nominating committee appointees as well. It does not come out of the budget for the constituency. I may be wrong. I mean, for the SO. And I think that we should encourage ICANN to continue to fund the chair of the SO independently like they do nominating committees. And I do believe, having been in a chair, that is a level, that's an appropriate level for the chair. No matter how much your job description calls for participation, believe me, being the chair is above and beyond the call. And I think you'd have no trouble at all getting ICANN to agree with that in the future. Also, one other thing I did notice in Doug's email on his elaboration email, he specifically mentions that the funding can be used for a full budget year, so it isn't per meeting, and that makes it easy for us to slide a recommendation like we've discussed into those guidelines without any issues.
Thank you, Ken. We have come to 1 hour and 10 minutes, and I would like to share with you some ideas of how to proceed. I have some. Perhaps you can start, or I can bring mine. I think that we could start drafting a very, very draft document with all these ideas that we have been talking about. I think we made a good progress in regards to some things that we do agree. We do agree that the role of the constituencies in relation with the funds. We do agree in the flexibility that I think we do agree in the flexibility that constituencies should have in relation with the farm. We have the issue or the question about having a contingency fund, perhaps, or not. We could discuss further about that. What else? I think Ken made a very good summary. I made some notes. How should we proceed from now on? I could perhaps draft a first starting document, and then you could add some other thoughts that you think could be relevant. How I want to ask you, how do you want to proceed from now on?
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure, it's safe.
Yeah, this is Ike. Sorry. Can I make a suggestion? Ken had made a very good summary of how he sort of, and since he's been an accountant, how he sees the rollover aspect, the annual funding aspect, and I'd be very happy to have him draft up a paragraph so he can help you, and maybe somebody else can draft up other paragraphs. Maybe that's one way to do it, where everybody takes upon a certain aspect. Or you can come up with a draft and we can just add in comments.
Thank you, Saeed. I think it's a great idea. Ken, you made a very interesting summary maybe 20 minutes ago. I take some notes and maybe I can check the recording. But perhaps you could send us two or three paragraphs with this information. And I like the suggestion made by Saeed. Perhaps you can send me and I can make some other parts of the document, and I can... Saeed, you say Ken is making the drafting document, the draft of the document, or I should be putting all together? Whatever you say, it's better.
I just thought that you made a very good point about how, you know, and Ken can sort of come in and clarify. I'm sort of volunteering him for this, and that may not be appropriate, but I'm just saying that the aspect about the annual budget, and if he's still online, maybe he can give us a paragraph for that, but rather than get him to do all the work there, maybe somebody else can talk about accountability and letting the constituencies decide their own. Sort of the concept of consistency, autonomy to deal with the funds, and the flexibility can be, maybe, I don't know, I'm suggesting Robin, maybe, I'm not sure. Why don't we ask people around the conference call if they're happy to participate and give in a paragraph on each issue, if they want to pick up an issue, or alternatively, if they're hesitant to do so, then all they need to have to pass the whole thing, and then we can all send in our comments to it.
Any comments?
Olga, this is Glenn. Ken has dropped off the line.
Okay. So we lost Ken. We don't know if he can send the paragraph, but we can contact him by email. I think he should be able to send this paragraph. So I volunteer for putting all these ideas in a document, but it would be very much helpful for me if you could send some ideas. I have made some notes during our call, and I will make mine, and we can share them along the list, and we could perhaps start drafting this first document that I volunteered to write with your input, and I will ask the same to Ken over the list and by email. What do you think? Do you agree with this idea? No comment?
Yes.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. It's a good idea.
I agree.
Okay. Great. Glenn, we should be meeting next week, perhaps?
Yes, if you would like to. I will organize a call at the same time. Is that all right?
For me, it could be more convenient if it could be a little bit later, because I have some classes at the university, and it overlaps somehow with these classes. But if the group wants to keep the time, it's okay. I can fix that.
I'll send out a note to the group, Olga, if you think it would be good, asking them if we could shift it to 1 hour later.
1 hour, yeah, 1 hour later would be perfect. If not, half an hour later would be fine.
Is everybody on the call agreeable to this?
Yeah,
half an hour.
Better for me as well.
Half an hour would be better.
Okay.
I'll be unable to be on a, this is Greg Ruse, I'll be unable to be on a call on Wednesday. I'll be in the air most of the day. But that's okay, you can go on without me if everybody else agrees that this is the best time.
Maybe we change it to Thursday if you want, because this Thursday we had the council conference call, but next Thursday we won't. At least I will not have any other calls.
That's fine.
I'm sorry, can I just ask for clarification? Are we suggesting the 22nd?
The 22nd would be a Wednesday, and the 23rd is a Thursday.
I see. Thank you. Yes. 23rd, I might be traveling. Might also be traveling. I'm actually very happy with 24th, and I believe somebody else may be traveling on the 23rd also.
Well,
for me it's okay. The only concern I have is our deadline for finishing. Which is our deadline?
25th of November.
Okay, I think it's okay. Friday?
Friday at what time?
At this time it's okay.
Well, there is another call on Friday that might overlap with this a bit. And that is a fast flux group.
Okay.
So I think probably we...
Could you perhaps make it a doodle?
I'll doodle. Okay?
So, and if you can add this another new time for Wednesday, that could perhaps fit a little bit more. My schedule. So, I will receive your paragraph, your comments. I will do mine after the notes I've been taking in the call. And I put them all together in a document, and I will send it to you after a day that I've been receiving them. And we can share some other comments on the list, and we meet again in the day that we agree through the doodle.
All right.
Okay, are we okay?
All right.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you to you, and we keep in touch over the list, and we talk in a few days. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Glenn, for your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Glenn.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye, Glenn.
Bye, Glenn. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.